Question is, what is sanctification? And the answer is, sanctification is the work of God's free grace, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God, and are enabled more and more to die unto sin and to live unto righteousness. Now, sanctification being a work here is different than justification and adoption, which were acts. As acts, justification and adoption took place in moments. They were one single momentary punctiliar action. Sanctification is a work, and it's a work that goes through the rest of your life. The Apostle John includes himself, even after having been the disciple who was closest to Jesus and one of much sweeter and peaceful and loving character than Peter, for instance, during the time of Jesus' earthly ministry, and then after receiving the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and being an apostle for decades, still in 1 John, he includes himself among those who still have sin and who still need forgiveness and cleansing. So sanctification is a work that is going to take place for the rest of a believer's life. In this world, it is an ongoing thing. The work that God began in us, Philippians 1:6, is one that he completes unto the day of Christ Jesus. And so the soul is perfected at death, but the work of sanctification is a renewal in the whole man. And there is a sense in which, although your body in the grave is not sinful, but its consecration, its being made holy, its being prepared for glory, is obviously not completed until the resurrection. So this sanctification here, really, it describes the whole man, not so much body and soul, but renewed in the whole man, talking about every aspect of who we are. There are things that God commands that are spiritual gifts. And there are fools who will say, well, I don't have the gift of hospitality. Well, God commands you to be hospitable, so you have the gift of hospitality. You just need to fan into flame the gift of hospitality that was given you by your being converted, spiritually converted and being born again. You have the gift of giving. You have various gifts, but also fruits. You can't say, well, this is my fruit of the Spirit, or that's not my fruit of the Spirit. I'm just not a gentle person. That's not my personality. No, but it is Jesus' personality, and that's the personality that the Holy Spirit works out in you. And so every aspect of who Jesus is renewed in us. Every aspect of who Adam was begins as part of us in this life. We're fallen in every aspect of who we are, every aspect of our character. Yes, there are some sins that a particular individual has more of a tendency towards than others, that are more inflamed in him than others. But just as we come into this world with the whole character of the first Adam, that every aspect of who we are is fallen. So also, when you believe in Jesus, you come out of the first Adam and become joined to and under and in the last Adam. And then a work begins of conforming you to the image of the Lord Jesus. This is what we are predestined for, to be conformed to the image of his Son, Romans 8 tells us. So sanctification is the work of God's free grace. Now, you are active in sanctification. We'll see that in a moment when we get to enabled more and more. It's not like justification, where only Jesus is active in our justification. But still, it is entirely of God's free grace. It's not something that we earn. It's not something that we achieve. Our activity is enabled by God on the front end and blessed by God, made effective by God on the back end. So even though sanctification involves such vigorous words as run and fight and beat and kill. Those are very active words, aren't they? And those are the words that some of the words that the New Testament uses to describe what we do in sanctification. Yet, it happens because of and by and is made effective by God's grace alone. Simply, merely, because God is pleased to do it. We do not earn it from him. We do not convince him to do it. When you use the means of grace, you are not manipulating God into being pleased enough or obligated enough to make you holier. That's not how it works. For instance, when the Jewish people thought that keeping Sabbath or keeping feast could get something out of God, the Lord told them in Isaiah 58 that approaching what are supposed to be means of grace that way is to beat God with a wicked fist, to try and get what you want from him with a wicked fist. Sanctification is a work of God's free grace. He's happy to do it. He works in us, both to give us willingness and to give us working. Why? Because it well pleases him to do so. The reason for it, the cause for it, is entirely in him. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work, not according to how well you work, not according to how much you fear, not according to how much you tremble, but according to his good pleasure. And that is why we are able to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So it's very important that we preserve the truth that those four words in our catechism answer teach us. Of God's free grace. Then when you're doing badly in your sanctification, which we should modify, when you feel that you are doing badly in your sanctification, you remember that it's a work of God's free grace. God isn't frustrated. God isn't furious with how poorly you're doing. God is not surprised by how you're doing. He's the one who's doing the work. God is not discouraged. It's a work of his free grace. And so he will finish the work. And all of our frustrations and discouragements and despairs in the slowness and the difficulty of our progress in growing in holiness, all of those things come from looking too much at ourselves, which you can see the apostle himself modeling for us when he looks at himself, and he says, when I want to do good, evil is present with me. The good that I want to do, I don't do. The evil that I hate, I do. You can see him almost throwing up his hands and saying, who will save me from the body of this death? Thanks be to God. So what has he done in that moment? He's turned his attention, he's turned his focus from how sanctification is going with respect to himself to how sanctification is going with respect to God. It's the same apostle in the first half of chapter 8. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus has died, Jesus has risen, Jesus is coming again, and the certainty of sanctification is not and how it seems to be going with me on earth, but in him who is seated in heaven. And what has he done from heaven? He's poured out his Spirit. So is sanctification what I do with the law in my efforts? No. Sanctification is what the Spirit of life is doing in me to enable me to walk according to the law. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And then he goes on to talk about the battle, but he doesn't talk about the battle in terms of being discouraged that it is not won yet. He talks about the fact that his fighting against sin is a reminder and evidence that it's the Holy Spirit who is leading him in this battle. And is the Holy Spirit going to lose that battle? Of course not. What God the Holy Spirit has begun, God the Holy Spirit will complete. God the Holy Spirit will win. The fact that sanctification is a work of God's free grace gives you the certainty of the completion and perfection of it. So sanctification is the work, long process, of God's free grace, something that God does simply because he's pleased to, and which we know must at last succeed, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God. Is he going to forget or leave out any part of what it means to be holy? True, there are sins that you find more difficult to battle against and more lasting in their holding out against the assault that the Holy Spirit is leading you in making upon that sin. But is God going to miss that part? Is there going to be any part of the enemy's stronghold that he doesn't clear and eliminate all of the enemies from it and take it over? Of course not. And so you're renewed in the whole man after the image of God. There are not going to be any spots or wrinkles or blemishes or any such thing in any part of the bride of Christ when he presents her to himself in the last day. And if you are a member of his body, if you are a member of his bride, that means he is going to address it all. Which means as you are led by the Spirit, you must address it all. Don't focus on those parts where you think you have done well and start comparing yourself to others and spend heart and mind in this life polishing your Christian star. If you're doing that, you are making that aspect of remaining sin that is your pride all the more grotesque. And you know exactly what you should be attacking, don't you? But renewed in the whole man after the image of God and are enabled more and more. Uh-oh. This enabled word means that you have to be active. Sanctification isn't something that you let go and let God. Remembering the woman from our church in Iowa, whose children were very worried about her because she was trying so hard to love and obey God. And they were taught in their church, which had a distorted view of grace and a distorted view of sanctification, that if you're trying, you're doing it wrong. No. The word enabled reminds us that trying is commanded. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work according to his good pleasure. Or to talk about the same relationship and relating the clauses in the opposite order. Since God works in you both to will and to work. Since God enables you, therefore do what he's enabling you to do. Since God works in you, both to will and to work, according to his good pleasure, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So, and are enabled more and more to do what? To die unto sin. To say, the person that belonged to you, sin, is dead. The person that is alive belongs to Jesus, not you. Sin, you have no right over me. You have no authority over me. You have no claim to me. You have no power over me. Why? Because I am alive in Jesus Christ for righteousness, and that is what my life is for. He saved me so that I would walk in good works. He created me new so that I would walk in good works. Yes, by grace you are saved, and that... By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, so that no man can boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do what? To walk in good works, which he prepared beforehand. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand, that we might walk in them. So to live unto righteousness. justification, an act of God's free grace. Adoption, an act of God's free grace. Those are the beginning of the Christian life in this world and forever. Sanctification, that is the rest of the Christian life in this world. And praise God, it is a work of his free grace, but it's not a work in which we do nothing. It's a work in which we are enabled to do everything that is holy. So sanctification is the work of God's free grace, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God, and are enabled more and more to die unto sin and to live unto righteousness.